Well, Cincinnati theatergoers have a second opportunity to visit a theater that has been acknowledged by the American Theater Wing. Of course, there's the Twin Tonys up at Playhouse, but now the No Theater of Cincinnati, located on Jackson Street, has been acknowledged with the American Theater Wing's National Theater Company grant. And joining me this evening from the No Theater is Artistic Director Eric Vossmeyer. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for having us.
And from the American Theater Wing, an actress who has appeared on stage, screen, and television, and I enjoy every performance I see of hers, Lucy Arnaz. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Lucy, let's start with you. You're a board member of the American Theater Wing.
I am.
And tell us a little bit about what is the goal of the Theater Wing.
Well, the Theater Wing in general has always been about promoting excellence in the theater and educating people to how theater is made, preserving stories of the theater, and we've been doing it for 95 years. This is the 95th year, believe it or not. Started with the Stage Door Canteen, and then presenting the Tony Awards became sort of like a way of showing excellence in the theater. But I was asked to be a board member about 16 years ago. I wasn't all that fond of awards, especially since I wasn't nominated for a Tony's, but I loved the rest of the stuff that they did. I really researched it, and they had a lot of great programs, most of which we have changed or made better or done away with and improved. So I'm on the board not because they do Tony Awards, but because they really promote excellence in the theater. They train young people about going into the theater. So I mean, there's an internship program that's miraculous. There's a springboard program, which is for kids coming right out of college. But mostly the archiving thing is what fascinates me. I'm a documentarian at heart, and for, I was like 40 years now, I've been doing roundtable discussions called Working in the Theater seminars that were really just archived on a videotape somewhere for years until now. Bingo, we have an internet, and you can go on American Theater Wing and listen for free, download for free podcasts, television specials, you know, all of the programs that we did, and learn from the masters about the theater and how you make great theater. There's a program we have called In the Wings, which I proudly named because it's about the people in the wings that you never see, never get nominated for any kind of an award, but they're the lighting designer, the costume headmistress, the property guy. There's dozens and dozens of these. And we do little 5-10 minute interviews with them. So if you think, well, what are all the other jobs I could do if I wanted to be in the theater? Phenomenal stuff. And the grants. They used to have grants that they would give every year at a very inspirational luncheon at Sardi's. We'd give a couple $1,000s to about 40 or 50 theater companies in New York City. Now, you wouldn't even think there are 40 or 50 in New York City, but there were. So in the last 3 years, we've changed it. So it's the National Theater Grant. And now we only give 10 awards, but they're of $10,000 apiece. And we get applications online, and we look for people whose mission statement is unique and feels not just like a generic, we want to entertain everybody and move everybody and get everybody to love theater. It's something specific. And how do they bring it forth? Are they really doing what they say they wanted to do? Do they have an educational? Do they have an outreach program? We get about 75 applications that we look through, and we narrow it down to just 10. And it's a fantastic process, and it proves that Broadway is 3,000 miles long, as I've always said. And they got one this year. It's our last year to even be eligible, yeah, because we only take companies that are at least 5 years old, but no more than 15. And this was their 15th year. So we're really very proud to give that award to the No.
Eric, when you saw the opportunity for the grant and you saw the requirements, what is it about the No that you felt would qualify for this grant?
We've actually applied for it. This was our third year consecutively applying for it. And so we're incredibly happy to have gotten it in our last year of eligibility. The way that we approached the grant is that we sort of looked at what the requirements were, which had a lot to do with audience development, which I think is actually one of the most interesting parts about the whole program, is that they sort of approach a national theater audience as opposed to a Broadway audience and a regionals audience. They are looking because they say and believe, and as do I, that the regions create the audience primarily for Broadway, that it's not sort of feeding out the other direction. It's certainly feeding up toward New York. So for us, that was a big key component of it. Audience development for us is a major thing that we've always pretty much been focused on, and specifically serving underserved audiences. But then they look at the education program that we have, which is our nationally touring show, Calculus the Musical, unique, I think, especially for a theater of our size. And then just sort of what our programming is, and that we are sort of seeking innovation and excellence in the productions that we produce on our main stage.
It's really expensive to produce things on Broadway right now. And it may be years and years and years ago, regional theater felt like community theater to people, like, oh, regional theaters, they're just trying to be theater. But now regional theaters are where scripts go to try to find out if they're any good. And before they, if they got to be good somewhere before they can even approach people in New York to try to raise money for Broadway. So you can see some of the finest work ever if you go to regional theater. And the stuff that was being done around the country is pretty impressive. and the scope of things they're able to do on minimal budgets. I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, you really have sort of the mid to lower budget range than some of these companies are $2 million budget regional theaters, and they're not producing what you produce. And it was a really hard decision. I mean, really, last year you almost, I remember that Noah was neck and neck with three or four other companies. We thought, well, they've got one more year. Maybe next year we'll. And so it's really great to be able to do that. Because we have grants we give to people called the Jonathan Larson Grants, who created Rent. And those are given every year to musical composers and lyricists and book writers to encourage new musicals to be written. And the Henry Hughes Design Awards we give to people, great designers for the theater. And so the Tony Awards are just itty bitty tiny little part. I just love that the American Theater Wing is the place you go to find out about theater and to promote great theater, and now around the nation. I'm very proud to be a part of that.
And which is why it's the American Theater Wing,
right,
and not the Broadway Theater.
Well, right, and that's what we said with Ted Chapin, who was our chairman for a long time, the last 3 or 4 years. We had a meeting, and he and I sat down, and he said, you know, I really think we ought to start thinking about this as national, because it is the American Theater Wing. And then he asked me to chair the committee, and I went, I don't know how to do that. Do you need a gavel? How do you do that? I enjoyed it because I'm a good organizer. And look, it's a big process. Oh, my gosh, it's hours and hours of reading. And you can't read too many in one day. I thought, what if I have to start reading every single one of these like my daughter is in this company, like one of my children needs this money? And they do, actually. And so they're like little precious eggs we want to hatch.
To give an idea of the scope of your task, how many applications did you get for this year's grants?
68, I think. You know, we had like over 80 or 90 type up a grant online, but they don't always qualify. They didn't quite read it right, or they've been in business too long. Or we asked for a list of what you've done for the last 5 seasons, and certain things disqualify them if they aren't included. Some of them don't follow the rules about how much you can write. They want to send in their own application with 14,000 more pages. We went, that's not fair to the people who only wrote what we
told. It's a really short application.
It's a very short application, because you should be able to say, this is what we do, and this is how we do it, and this is what we believe in. And it is a really hard task. I mean, we have the ability to meet 3 or 4 times to decide. We did it in one meeting this year because we've learned through the past few years that we have to do our homework ahead of time. We have to come in with our top 15. So everybody come in with the ones you like the best, like your top 15. And then we start looking at that. And then amazingly so, many of them are similar. So, okay, good. Well, we know we got 6. Now let's narrow it down. And then we keep voting and keep voting and keep voting until we discuss it a lot. But we are not allowed to worry about where the theaters are, like, oh, now we have too many on the East Coast or too many. I said, don't even think about that. If they all end up in Oklahoma, that's so be it. You know, if they all end up in Chicago, that'll be what it is. It's like I used to give potluck suppers and I wouldn't tell people what to bring. I'd say, just everybody bring one of the 6 courses. It could be a vegetable dish or and never did we ever repeat and have only bread or only salads. It's always amazing how this worked out great. People are from Oklahoma City and from New Jersey and from San Diego. And it's amazing what's going out there. So out of 68 or 9 companies, it narrowed down to those 10. And it's always really hard to have to say no. And we had to say no to a couple who it was their last year. So you didn't just get it because it was your last year, just so you know.
Eric, what is the money going to be used for at the NOW?
The other beautiful thing about this grant is that it is for operational funding. So we are permitted to use it however we want. And so one of the big things for us that we've been working on as an organization is really trying to get our employee compensation packages to a place that they are legitimate. So we have provided health insurance benefits this year for the very first time to our staff. Yes, I'm very excited about that. And so this is part of that money. That's sort of how we've allocated it. It's not specifically for that, and certainly it's being used in other ways. But for us, we needed to find several sources of new funding in order to actually make that happen. And so this was one of the things that came in that made us make the decision finally, oh, look, we have now enough funds. We can go ahead and provide this coverage.
That makes me feel good. I'm glad about that.
Lucy, you mentioned your children earlier. You are mother and stepmother to 5.
Yeah.
Married to Lawrence Luckinbill, another member of the theater community.
Yes.
Your children, are they in the theater or performing arts?
My son, Simon, the oldest, 32, is an artist. He paints. He's a starving artist in Ashland, Oregon. And my son, Joe, is a wonderful musician and a songwriter. He makes videos and he writes beautiful music. One of his songs is on my Latin Roots CD. And he's a starving musician and he's in Los Angeles. And my youngest daughter got a degree from University of Miami, a theater major. And she thought that's what she wanted to do. And she had so many horrible experiences in the theater, one right after another. And she said, Mom, the theater gods just don't want this to happen. I mean, horrible experiences like producers running away with all the money or the leading lady going insane. And her agents left the country with the two movie checks that she had. I said, you got to be a writer because this is, you can't make this stuff up. And so now she works for J. Walter Thompson, an ad agency, and she's happy as a clam. She has health insurance. She gets paid vacations and she loves her job. And she's in the creative aspect still. She's doing advertising and hiring the people in the creative. She's delighted. And she wrote her own nightclub act. Her name is Catherine Luckinbill, and she did her own nightclub act that she produced and wrote and sang at Don't Tell Mamas and had three sold-out performances. And she goes, you can do that whenever you want. You pay the $2, you rent the room, you sing, you go pay your band goodnight. You don't have to audition.
You're the producer. If you're going to run off the money, it's yours anyway.
That's right. So I'm very proud of all of them.
And, of course, your family heritage is in the arts as well. Mother Lucille Ball, yep. Father Desi Arnaz. Yep. You're in a fairly unique position, having been an artist, coming from artists, having children who are artists. What is your take on the current state of the arts in this country?
Perilous. Parlous, as Katharine Hepburn used to say. I mean, one of the reasons we do this for the national, for regional theater is because there's just, the money's drying up everywhere. And somebody's got to help. And I can't even imagine a world without art. I mean, we all take it for granted. We really do. We get into our cars and we slam on the music, or there's art all around us, and movie and television and murals and artists. What would we do if artists did not want to be artists anymore because they couldn't afford to do it? Life would be dry and black. I can't even imagine it. So I think it's also such a wonderful way, especially in theater, improv, young people, high school students, working out their feelings, the stuff that hits them every day on a stage, being able to pretend something else but use their emotions that are real. It's very healthy. And I mean, to me, it's the greatest education in the world is just to teach people about theater and on the great writers and what they've written about. Theater changes how we think about things. It changes our mood. It enlightens the best of theater. That's why I'm on the board of, I'm not on the board of anything else. I just really believe in theater and I want to promote good theater wherever it exists.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Eric Vossmeyer, the artistic director of the No Theater, and Lucy Arnaz, member of the American Theater Wing. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure.
For more information on the American Theater Wing, the No Theater, and Lucy Arnaz's website to see what she's up to these days, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Does everyone remember the first time that they see you? I still remember the first time that I saw you. In my case, it was love at first sight. But whatever the case is, I know my heart races.